Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, lots of people focused on the celebration of the independence that we proclaimed from the bad Brits back in 1776. Well, we actually worked on it for a lot longer than that. It started, hopefully youngsters are being taught this, and maybe you still remember it from when you were in school. Hi, Doug Steffen here with a happy 4th of July from Jay Kirshner, who's also here live. Chris is at the studio in our main network headquarters in Dallas, and there are lots of good things to talk about today, and there are the usual things that distract us as we end the 4th of July weekend with a celebration of the day. And coming to America for many early on, when there were no airplanes, meant you got onto a ship and you traveled across mostly the North Atlantic. Most of the people that came originally to America came from Europe. And when the French gave us Lady Liberty, I don't know if you know this or not, Jay, we think it's green.
But oh, it was I do know green. This, yes.
Yeah, do you?
Right.
Originally
it,
brown.
It wasn't bronze, and it was oxidated.
The oxidation has turned it green. Yep,
yes.
It's copper. It's copper, actually.
Copper,
so brown, copper-colored.
Yes.
Yeah, that was it. From the French. It came over in 350 pieces, and then it was rebuilt, put back together again on what's now Liberty Island. It was originally Bedloe's Island, and you come into the New York Harbor. I've only had that, you can see it from a number of vantage points when you're on either side of New York Harbor, whether it's Manhattan or you're over in the over in Brooklyn. But you can, if you take a boat to it, I've only done this once. I might take my grandson there sometime, I think, or the two of them together maybe at some point in time. But the chemical, you're right, the chemical reactions that the statue has endured in its environment. And remember, it's an urban center, so there's lots of stuff in the air there. And copper reacts to oxygen. This can be a chemistry lesson. Oxygen, sulfuric acid, chloride, and other things that are in the air. Hey, congratulations, those of you who are there, breathing all that stuff in. Woohoo! So basically, it's evolved into the color that it is today. And now the green hue has stabilized. There's been talk of repainting it, maybe polishing off the...
Oh, no.
No.
The hue is so iconic at this point.
Yeah, it is. So, anyway, it is one of the most substantial statues in the world because this country is like it. Some people love it. Some people don't. Some people are upset with the way things are going. And there's a rumor that floats around, and I've never established whether this is true or not. But when Thomas Edison was working on a lot of things to bring us into the century, into the 19th century, the rumor is that he wanted to try to make the Statue of Liberty talk. That is, put some sort of electronic device in it that would allow people out. If you walk up to it now, you can pick up one of those phones and it tells you the story, or put the headsets on, I forget which it is. You know, or you go to a lot of memorials, you go to a lot of parks and things, they'll give you a headset and it tells you the story of whatever it is that you're looking at. And so I think that there is a, I don't know if that's true or not.
No, I've heard that too. I think that is one of the actual, like, fun facts about the Statue of Liberty, that mm-hmm. I do believe that's a true one.
Listen to this. The number of pennies that would be required to, if you were to take the Statue of Liberty apart, the number of pennies in its copper exterior. Guess how many? Take a guess.
Ooh, oh, 36 million.
435 million pennies could be made from the Statue of Liberty's copper exterior.
Goodness. How about,
you like that?
I have one for you. Did you know she was supposed to be a lighthouse?
I did not know that. If I did know it, I forgot it.
Her flame was actually supposed to light up. She was supposed to be, the torch was supposed to light up. It was originally going to be a lighthouse.
And there was apparently, because it's from France, the same person that worked on the Eiffel Tower worked on the design of the Statue of Liberty. You didn't
build. Oh, I didn't know that one, no.
Yeah, right. And so that's, the structure was flexible because of his input. Now remember, this is 1879, or in that vicinity, somewhere in the 1870s, if I remember correctly. And so this is a time when a lot of buildings were being put up in New York, a lot of buildings that still stand today. And, the thing that we find, at least with the taller buildings, is they've had to have been designed so that they were flexible in the wind, in the case of a hurricane or something that would disrupt them. But the old buildings weren't, and yet they're the Chrysler Building in New York, a lot of the really iconic buildings were not designed that way, but they have weathered the storms, if you will. Anyway, it's kind of neat. There have been ideas, as I said, put forth to kind of change, not the way it looks, well, not the design of it, but the way it looks. Maybe some people have thought it should be painted, a lot of silly stuff like that. A lot of people think that she was a gift of the French government, and it was a gift from the French to the United States. French government contributed nothing, however. The idea for this monument was proposed in 1865 by a politician named Edouard. Let me see if I can do this. Shall I bother even in French? Nah.
Try it.
His name was Laboulier. Anyway, he was an abolitionist who was inspired by the end of the Civil War, the end of slavery, and he wanted to create a monument to freedom and justice that would inspire the people of France. And so originally this was designed as the U.S. and the French were close during the Revolutionary War. The French fought with us, and it was sort of there was a lot of support in France for the American the independence, shall we say. And so there was a civic group called the Franco-American Union that put together that French citizens, they went on and collected money from French citizens to pay for the base, and then they collected enough money to build the whole thing. So it was finished in Paris in 1884, and then it was deeded to America. Maybe this is too much. Well, no, this is pretty interesting information.
This is fascinating. Yeah, especially today.
Yeah, right. So it was put together and actually was there for the French to enjoy for a while, and it was taken apart, shipped to New York Harbor in 1885. And so it was up to the Americans. Once it got here, the French took it apart, put it on a ship, but they said, okay, once it gets there, it's your responsibility. And so there's no money.
It's your job now.
Right. But fundraising didn't begin until it actually was known that there wasn't, people said, okay, we're going to get this statue. But we, there wasn't enough money to do it. There was no money, in fact. There was a fellow, we all know the Pulitzer Prize. You know the Pulitzer Prize.
Yes.
It's named for its funder, the fellow who started a lot of newspapers, Joseph Pulitzer. So he came to the rescue. He publicized a project to solicit donations, wrote in the New York World, which was his first newspaper, quote, "It's not a gift from the millionaires of France to the millionaires of America, but a gift of the whole people of France to the whole people of America." So in a few months, the newspaper had collected $100,000 in donations. $1 was the average donation. Imagine that. And then the money was given to President Grover Cleveland, and he presided over the finished the inauguration, if you will, the unveiling of the statue in October of 1886. All right, so that's kind of cool.
Very cool. That.
Her name, full name, is Liberty Enlightening the World. That was her name, in French, anyway. La Liberté Éclairante du Monde.
And then when did she get the nickname Lady Liberty?
It's supposed to be a woman, modeled after a woman. And so, you know, that kind of gave it the, as far as I'm concerned. The idea behind her, or if there was a model, if you will, there's a statue of a Roman goddess that you can see. I've seen it. If you go to Rome, you can see it. The Romans worshipped Liberty as almost a deity. The goddess of freedom was named Libertas. And there was a temple for Libertas in Rome that was built in 238 B.C. She had flowing robes. This is one of the things that for a long time was a statue that was kind of the model, at least that's what the Romans, you know, Romans love to worship anything and everything. And so if you look at the tablet that's on the statue, the tablet says in Roman numerals, July 4th, 1776. That's something I don't think a lot of people know. If you get up to the top of the statue, you'll see this. You can see it there, the tablet in its left hand. Obviously, that's for the day that we adopted the Declaration of Independence, or our forefathers did. And that's the only thing that's inscribed on the statue. There's a plaque that's inside the pedestal. Have you ever been inside it? The plaque contains the text of the poem, The New Colossus by Emma Lazarus. And this is where, give me, you're tired, you're poor, you're huddled masses yearning to be free. That's where that came from. And that's what's associated with the Statue of Liberty, inviting immigrants from all over the world. There was a facelift, sort of. She did get cleaned up, if you will, on the 100th anniversary, 1986. I remember this. Ronald Reagan was there, made a big deal out of it. The renovations, they repaired some of the holes in the copper, replaced the armature bars with, they put stainless steel in. You can't see it, but it's there. And then they redid some of the torch. There's actually a 24-karat gold-plated replica of the original torch that's up there, 3,600 pounds. It's on display. The old one's on display at the Statue of Liberty Museum on the island. So
wasn't she supposed to be in gold, and then they realized how expensive that was?
Yes, I think that's true. So here we are celebrating Independence Day. It's 19 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the celebrity-filled July 4th celebration here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug and Jay at the ready with some comments. Well, there are things going on. I kind of want to save some of the comments from social media because they're focused on the 4th, like fireworks, that kind of thing, and what you're doing for weekend celebrations. So there's some people in the news. Halsey, you were just telling me, is a well-known singer. I know the name, but I don't know that much about her.
Oh,
but
yes,
the reason
she's fantastic. 27 years old. Just she has an incredible voice. I actually had the privilege of seeing her in concert this summer already.
Yeah.
And
really?
She puts on such a good show. She's fantastic. I highly recommend.
The reason that she's trending on social media is because she went public about her abortion. Never felt more strongly, she says, about any issue. And so now with the controversy about Roe v. Wade, which you can't escape, even though today, this weekend is a focus on the 4th of July, and that is on most people's minds. But this thing, the people who celebrate America, there are a lot of people who are upset about the vote. That was obvious. And so she talks about her abortion and how important abortion rights are. She was a mother last year, but apparently she had an abortion early on because she had some kind of a problem.
Well, yeah. So the Roe v. Wade thing is bringing to light a lot of that. Not all abortions are just terminating pregnancies of potentially healthy babies, but sometimes miscarriages that aren't fully miscarried, but the baby will not survive life or is a situation that could harm the mother, are ending in abortion as well. Same as missed miscarriages where the baby has died. There's no heartbeat, but your body didn't get the memo. And so the procedure is the exact same procedure as abortions. And a lot of times that's what's in the paperwork, that it will say an abortion procedure. And like the DNC, even if it's a miscarriage, but if you need a DNC, health insurance won't cover that because that is an abortion tool or protocol, if you will. Mm-hmm. So what she's talking about is she had 3 miscarriages before having her healthy baby, and one of her miscarriages required what she terms aftercare as a gentle way of saying it, but she needed an abortion because her body couldn't terminate the pregnancy herself.
All right. There are a lot of women fighting against or for abortion rights. Let's talk about that after this.
New Message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked, snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
I was thinking of getting you this Napa Cabernet.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
I was talking to the Cabernet.
Love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
You know, I was looking at some of the people who are on the other side of this, some of the women who say it doesn't make, we don't have to have an abortion or be able to have abortion rights to be able to grow. I thought that was kind of interesting because most of the, you know, a lot of the Christian conservatives, whether no matter what their age, are very active when it comes to this sort of thing. And so there are two sides to the coin, two sides to the issue. And it's not just the secular point of view that wins out. So I think it's interesting and refreshing to at least see that there are two sides to this debate, which there ought to be in all debates. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Nissan and McLaren Racing have announced a multi-year technical collaboration, which will commence at the beginning of 2022-23 ABB IFA Formula E World Championship season. The partnership will see the Japanese automaker supply its Nissan EV powertrain technology to the famous British team for the entirety of the Formula E Gen 3 ERA. For more automotive tech stories, you can go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Happy 4th of July. Today is a national holiday. Russian forces on Sunday captured Lysychansk, the last city in the Luhansk region of the Donbas that was still under Ukrainian control. President Zelensky has vowed to take the land back when a counteroffensive can be put together. A gunman has killed 3 people and injured another 4 at a shopping mall in Denmark's capital of Copenhagen. The victims are 2 Danish 17-year-olds, a 47-year-old Russian, 2 Danes and a Swede were wounded. One remains in critical condition. Police said the 22-year-old suspect shooter has mental health issues and there is no indication of a terror motive. Simone Biles, Steve Jobs, and others will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom. 17 people in all, dead and alive, were chosen by the White House for the nation's highest civilian honor. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Testimony from the January 6th made-for-TV show continues to prop up testimony. Knowing that there is no cross-examination, anyone can say anything, as both sides are not being represented. President Trump responds.
She said, I jumped from a car, and I said, it's strangling. Think of this. I said, it's strangling a Secret Service agent,
right,
who I know very well. I grabbed the steering wheel of a car. That you said that I wanted guns at my rally. I didn't want guns. I have to speak too, and I don't want guns for anybody.
Did you grab the steering wheel? Is there any truth to that?
Of course not.
Is that ridiculous?
In fact, the Secret Service came out and said that this story is totally false.
Yeah.
The woman is living in fantasy land.
Trump on Newsmax. Republican Representative Tim Walberg from Michigan also thinks this commission is a sham.
I take nothing from that. The fact of the matter, this January 6th commission is totally partisan. It's an attempt to, I think, prolong the pain of America that really shouldn't take place right now. I think President Trump is speaking the truth there. It's absurd to think that he would do what this individual says, especially since you have Secret Service people pushing back at it.
Mars can be an awfully windy place, as it turns out. The Perseverance rover was recently hit by pebbles carried aloft in strong winds, damaging one of the wind sensors. The sensor still works, but with decreased sensitivity. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Independence Day, American Independence Day, July 4th. Actually, it gets celebrated for some people think the weekend is always seemingly a weekend attached to it, but it actually is the most vacationed week. More people take vacation during this week of the year than any other week. And the second most vacationed week is Christmas. Third one is Labor Day. I think the fourth one is, the sort of New Year's and Christmas go together, so.
Yeah, but that makes sense because that's typically when families can go because they're able to use their time off. Kids are out of school. Children are out of school.
Yeah, so it is. It's a week-long celebration as far as I'm concerned, or it ought to be, because I think we ought to know more about, as a former teacher, I don't know that I should refer to myself as a former teacher, because I think always through this program, hopefully there are moments that are educational, inspirational, and there also are moments of annoyance. What did he just say? Back in the 1700s, America wasn't really a nation of United States. There were 13 colonies, and each one of them had very distinct personalities. So we think today there are states, you know, certain states in the South, certain states in the Southwest, certain states in the Northwest that all have characteristics that are unique. Well, that was the way it started if you go back to the, from 1763, for about 10 years, King George III placed a lot of pressure on the 13 colonies because they sort of looked at secession. There were a lot of people in this country who were talking about seceding. Well, they succeeded in secession.
There you go.
Say that 100 times. And then, so King George placed a lot of draconian taxes, the tea tax and all that kind of stuff.
Sugar benefiting the British crown, not the colonies.
Yeah, yeah.
And people got mad. And the madder they got and the louder they got about it, the more King George III was like, how you like me now? I'm going to do something else.
Right. Taxation without representation is tyranny. I wish more people knew that and could use it today. I think that ought to be the battle cry across the country today. Taxation without representation, they who will be the taxing authority, will tell you, well, we have representation now. You have Congress. Congress is there to speak for you. Sure as hell doesn't speak for me most of the time. I don't know about you. I don't find that the stuff that goes on in Congress is to my liking at all. And there are always talks. My son describes me as a libertarian anarchist. I don't know whether I'm that. Well, I have my moments, to be sure, because I think there is a lot of tyranny, not only from the government, but from businesses. You know, the stuff going on right now with the cost of gas, although the price has gone down. Did something happen? Did I miss the focus on the tax holiday? The feds were going to cut the taxes, but I don't think they ever did. Did they? There was a lot of talk about it, but did I miss something? Price of gasoline is about 20, 25 cents less than it was a week ago.
Yeah, that's what I've been noticing.
You noticed that? Yeah. But I don't think it's because the tax, unless I was sleeping through a day, I'm usually pretty much on top of what's going on, hello, because of what I do for a living and what you do for a living, so we stay on top of things. Somebody said to me, I had dinner with some friends over the weekend, and one of the questions was, how much time do you take to prepare for your daily radio program? And I've always said over the years that it's pretty much my living and observing and culling together things that happen during the course of any day that brings me to a focus. But I actually, truth be told, I spend an hour or maybe two, depends on what's going on, just looking at what's going around. And sometimes I do it late at night, sometimes I do it during the course of the day, but more often it's after everything is stopped and I'm looking around to see what's going on. And so I then kind of, with your help, Jay, put things into perspective and decide what I think we ought to talk about. And so that's why today certainly needs to be a focus. And this week, I think, should be a focus. I don't think we should just do it today. I think we ought to talk about a lot of these things during the course of the week. But because I'm in Boston, there are more things going on here, I think, because it was the seat of the original proclamation and the stuff that went on. One if by land and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore shall see. That's Patriots Day stuff. And that's April of 1765. The Stamp Act was passed by Parliament. More King George, let's get him again.
Oh, yeah.
So
that was almost the straw that broke the camel's back with everything.
The tea tax was the straw that broke the camel's back, really. And that's when they dumped all the tea into the Boston Harbor. Remember that?
Oh, you're right. That did happen after the stamp tax.
Yeah, that was the end.
That was pretty much any printed paper, newspaper, playing cards, all of that got taxes, and then the Boston Tea Party. That's right.
And then the British soldiers killed Crispus Attucks, who happened to have been a black guy. And there were three other colonists that were killed eventually. And that's what led to the Tea Party. Remember, how many years ago were the Tea Party Republicans? This was something I was actually into. If only they had stayed with the original message, because the original message for me was fabulous. There's just so damn much tax money wasted, and the Tea Party was all about getting into the real running of the government, because the people running the government don't seem to really be running the government. It seems to be mindless and faceless bureaucrats. And that was part of the focus the Tea Party had. And so it was, but then it got hijacked by people who have used that term and the message for other purposes, and that's when I dropped out. But I remember early on, like Sean Hannity was big into this, and he and I, when we were around each other more often than we are now, we'd talk about it. And there were other hosts who were into it as well, but then it became a splinter movement that went further than just the tax stuff, and that wasn't something I was interested in, so I just kind of dropped out of that conversation. But at any rate, it goes back to that time, and that's where the Tea Party Republican thing came about. To go back to June of 1776, the Continental Congress met in Pennsylvania at the State House. You know, it's called Independence Hall today. And Richard Henry Lee, who was the delegate from Virginia, introduced the motion that called for independence. And then there was a lot of debate about it. There have been a lot of good movies. There was something that was done a few years ago that was really good, a lot of stars in it. I can't remember what it was called, but it was about the debate. It was actually about who was involved in it. Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams, Massachusetts, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, Robert Livingston of New York. All of these are very important names in the history of these states, and then they were the leaders, basically, from those states, and they became the leaders of the revolution. And so
it's all so fascinating, and especially when you think about when the beginning of the revolution, people who wanted total independence from Great Britain were considered extremists. Mm-hmm. Most people were like, what are you doing? Pipe down. That's like, this is not okay.
Right. You get us all into trouble.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And then everybody started kind of, you know, getting more on board, and there was that big pamphlet from Thomas Paine, Common Sense, and everybody was more so like, okay, this is ridiculous. We need to do something about this.
Yep.
But just to think that they were considered the extremists and almost shunned.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, isn't it? Think about what's going on today. In a moment, some comments from social media about fireworks and about the celebrations. That is, we continue here on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and ice cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life. And that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and donated over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
All right, 45 and change after the hour on the 4th of July weekend. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here live. We try to do a program live every holiday to set us aside from all the other programs that are around the country. And a lot of stations carry us in real time. Sometimes the stage carries earlier in the day or later in the day, or they only carry weekend stuff. So this gives everybody a chance to hear something that's live and focused. And so fireworks, big part of the 4th of July. For some, I guess to a point, obvious, you know, celebration and things that go on in New York Harbor and Boston Harbor and everywhere else around the country. Very dangerous stuff. So people, some people are strongly for fireworks, Jay. Some people are strongly against them. So we have a good, pretty good assortment of thoughts here. What are people saying in our social media comments?
Totally. And this is almost kind of showing a little bit of a signs of the times, because it seems like as each year goes by, more and more people are switching to the not so much for fireworks side,
yeah,
rather than
mm-hmm.
the more for. Now, Danielle Finch Ivy says, I generally love fireworks and have been known to order the good stuff from overseas. I also know there are times to scale things back and enjoy something smaller. As for my pups, they love to watch fireworks, and over the weekend they actually sprawled out in the front yard watching the sky.
Well, that's okay if they don't make a lot of noise.
Don't, yeah.
Yeah, dogs do.
They're further away.
We had a licensed good dog. We had a storm with a lot of lightning and thunder over the weekend here, and then amid all of that, there were fireworks going off, and Daisy was just crazy. The lightning and thunder is bad enough, but then, and I can't do anything about what's going on, you know, in somebody else's yard. You can't do anything about that. But definitely something to keep your dogs away from. If the noise is something to keep them away from.
Yes, keep them in the house, because so many do run off.
Yep, all right, so
terrified.
Right, the noise sends them off. Okay, what else do we have here?
Jenny Wheeler says, I'm not a fireworks person. I could take a night, but it always goes on for weeks.
I know. Yeah, it is. It's too much of it. Who else has got something to say here?
Brenda McLoliff says, I live in Arizona, where most of them are illegal because of severe fire danger.
Yep.
I think they all should be illegal except for city-sponsored fireworks.
If there's not water. Yeah, right. All right, here's Melissa with her dogs, right?
Yeah, she says, my dogs hate them. She actually goes and stays in a hotel in another city with her dog so that the illegal fireworks going off in her neighborhood won't scare them as much. And she also points out it's not fair to people who suffer with PTSD. If everyone is worried about pollution and greenhouse gases, why are they okay with blowing off fireworks? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. What's a blue healer?
A blue healer?
Yeah.
It's a dog. It's an Australian herd dog.
Yeah.
Cattle dog, I guess. They are gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. I also like Richard Schimmel's. He said, what about the drones and laser shows?
Uh-huh.
They're not as cruel to the animals.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at Susie Ortiz, and I thought it was Susie Orman, and I figured there'd be some advice on what to do with my retirement, but that didn't.
Oh.
All right, 48 after. Here's something. If you're celebrating big time this weekend and eating and eating and eating and eating and eating, and then later in the week you're going to think to yourself, ooh, why did I do that? What am I going to do to get back to where I was? I'm going to send you to toploss.com. The product that is something that people talk about once you're on, it's kind of like, not a religion, but it's some people are so excited about the results they tell other people. And the best way for this stuff to be, the stories to be told, is for one person to tell another person, hey, you got this problem? Go to toploss.com. I can hear it. And so get the 90-day program and then stay on it and keep the weight off. All kinds of great special 4th of July deals going on now. Check them out at toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Makes no difference what the discussion is. This is appropriate music for any discussion, any time during the day, during the weekend, during the week, as far as I'm concerned. You'll hear a lot of it this week during the course of our programming. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with farm, food, and family is our focus. Now, there's a farm down in Georgia that does a lot of Vidalia onions. And there is a problem. Here we go again with Listeria. There's Salmonella, E. coli. Contamination is the problem. So these must have been, they found it because they test the stuff that they send out. But they're packaging the, whenever you package anything, there's the chance when they seal it up that if they haven't been completely cleaned, that they will, and this is onions, we see it with lettuce, you see it pretty much across the board with things that get packaged. It wouldn't make any difference whether it was beets or, you know, whatever gets packaged. Well, I'll take that back. Beets are always packed in vinegar, or at least for the most part they are, and nothing like Listeria, and none of these bugs survive in vinegar. So you can almost count on anything that is preserved in vinegar not ever having a problem because that stuff doesn't survive. That's one way of getting rid of Listeria. There are a couple of different ways of doing it around your home. If you use ammonia to a point or vinegar, vinegar is actually better. If you want to make sure that your sink and the things around your kitchen are always clean, then clean every few days. Just take a sponge and put, or just dump the vinegar around the joints, like where the sink comes. If you have a, whether it's a regular sink or you have a garbage disposal, that collar that connects the sink drain to the sink itself is where the Listeria live. So if you douse that with vinegar a couple times a week, you won't have any trouble with Listeria. And that's why.
Is there a specific kind of vinegar?
White vinegar is usually pretty good. I think, it's just white. I think it's kind of just, I've got a couple of gallons of it downstairs. I use it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, white vinegar. So anyway, little bear onions are the ones that are a problem. They were packaged last week. A lot of them are at Publix stores in Florida, Georgia, all over the place. Well, Publix are the biggest supermarket chain in the Southeast, so they're there. But they're, this is what happens. You see, this is what I'm talking about. We've been selling beets on the farm. Maybe this is why I'm thinking about it. But the whey and onions as well, onions are now available fresh from your local farmer. So perhaps that's something that you ought to think about when you have a hankering for some Vidalia onions. Go find your local farmer and forget about buying the stuff packaged in the store. How's that for an idea? More food ideas coming up for the 4th after this.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
All right, so food contaminated with listeria, Jay. You can't smell it. You can't see it. You can't figure until you've. It is the most dangerous of all of the major, the E. coli and Salmonella. Those run through your system, but you can usually flush them out. You might have, you know, a poopy problem, but for the most part, Listeria is the one that gets it gets into your organs, and it's hard to get it out of your organs. You can do it, but it's not easy, and you can. For weeks sometimes with exposure to Listeria. So make sure that you, again, the easiest way to avoid this, especially this time of year, is to go to the local farm and buy everything that you need there. It'll be less expensive and better than what you get in the grocery store because it doesn't have not to be packaged. Trucked everywhere. It's not packaged. And right there on the farm. There's some advice for you from the Farm, Food, and Family portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 59 after the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.